Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Warren Wang, the CEO for ChineseInvestors.com Incorporated. The company trades on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CIIX. Thanks for joining us today there, Warren.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, everyone. How are you?
So starting off, please give us a history and overview of the company.
My pleasure. We established company since 1999, and I was from Wall Street investment banking firm. I made a bunch of money during the bull market of the dot-com fever, and we underwrote two companies at that time. One is called shopping.com. That's the reason I want to start up a internet company in 1999. After that, the company existing almost nearly 20 years. We provide education services, education tools to Chinese investors about U.S. equities, about commodities, forex, currencies. Currently, we also enter into cryptocurrency, which we believe is a new emerging asset. So we established a new website called New Coins 168. We opened the office in Trump building on 40 Wall Street, 28th floor. We try to build in the content, education services for the Chinese investors about cryptocurrencies. So that's our brief history of our company, and love to be here.
Certainly. So, yeah, bring us up to speed on some of your recent news, as you recently announced that you plan to spin off your hemp assets and your wholly owned subsidiary, CBD Technology. You know, your skincare product has been approved there for launch in China.
A year ago, we established a company called CBD Biotechnology, and then we moved into the China headquarters in Shanghai. After nearly a year, efforts, the company is doing very well. They have a two line of products. One is the liquid one division, and one is CBD infused skincare products for the Chinese people. Currently, the company is expecting doing over $1.5 million revenue a year. So we think it is a perfect time to spin off the company, make company strategy and vision more clearly to the investor. Because every time people say, look, the Chinese investor, they saw the hemp division, they saw the, investment education division. It's kind of a little confused. So we are going to give each shareholder 4 shares of CIX stocks, common stocks. We will give them stock dividends for 1 share of hemp oil. We are expecting after spin off, the hemp division will start trading on OTC or Canadian exchange, possibly. The time period might take about 12 to 18 months. So that's our goal. And I think our hemp oil division is still very interesting story to tell because compared to the United States and Canada, China is still not open the door for the hemp industry or marijuana business. But I think in the long run, hemp will be used in a lot of different medical medicine fields. I think the hemp provides a very efficient, I think a very big impact on some certain diseases. Still, that need to be approved by the FDA or SFDA. But I think that's in the next 20 years, I think the hemp will be growing very rapidly in China. So our product line, including six products, which using 2% of CBD infused into the skincare products line. So it's a very good story. We are expecting this year we will possibly doing 200,000 of that U.S. dollar a year revenue on this part division, and then we're doing much more on the liquid wine divisions. I think it's perfect time to spin off the company and reward our shareholders.
Yeah, certainly. So, yeah, in terms of, you know, the cryptocurrency and, you know, CBD markets, I guess you're gauging what some of the, you know, hot trends or current trends are in the sector and trying to capitalize on those as you go along?
Yes, cryptocurrency, I've been, exploring this industry since 2014. 2016, we saw the crypto, Bitcoin, from $1,000 to $20,000 within a year period. So a lot of investors, especially Chinese investors, start, watching and trading and investing into this field. A lot of middle to old age Chinese investor, they need help because they want some kind of tech support. They want some kind of walking office like StockTrade or TD Ameritrade or like E-Trade, because most Bitcoin exchange, for example Coinbase, they don't have a real physical location. They don't have any 1-800 number you can call. So usually you have to wait at least 2 hours to talk to the technician or customer service over the internet. So a lot of middle to senior age Chinese investor, they're very confused. They want to participate this investment or social trends, but they don't hardly understand how to send, receive, how to buy altcoin, how to involve with ICO. So we see it's tremendous opportunity for us to involve this education, helping this Chinese investor to learn the cryptocurrency and trade and invest on the cryptocurrency, because this is emerging class of assets. I think it will be appreciate or depreciate. It depends on the supply demand side. So we see this as a tremendous opportunity in this field.
And what are some of the factors there, Warren, that you feel make ChineseInvestors.com unique from some of the other players in your sector?
I think we kind of very niche because we focused on North America Chinese investors. We have a 3 office in Shanghai. Basically, it's customer service divisions to handle the call, handle the email, handle the live chat duties. We also have content team in Shanghai. We also have a retail education center in New York. In LA, we are going to open an office in San Jose and in Vancouver. So I think we kind of a leader in this field in North America. I'm not saying we are the leader in the Chinese investor around mainland China, but we definitely have a good name since 1999. Secondly, we really focus on this niche market because we see a lot of immigrants from China bring the capitals. We saw a lot of money inflow from China into the United States. We saw a lot of people want to buy U.S. Silicon Valley ICO or buying Bitcoin because China is banning the cryptocurrency and crypto exchange. So if they want to purchase the cryptocurrency, either they be the citizen or have a green card or have legal status in the United States, I think they can legally purchase the Bitcoin in North America soil land. So I think this is kind of unique. A lot of people ask me why we expand to China. I said, well, you know, right now, I mean, Chinese government doesn't like the Bitcoin. They don't allow the citizen to buy the Bitcoin from their exchange. But when the investor, they have a, you know, legal status in the United States or Canada, I mean, the exchange is still open and we speak their language and we have a physical office, we have customer support, everything. I think that's kind of unique parts of our company.
So what are the key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here moving forward over the next 6 to 12 months?
Sure. First, we want to, you know, spin off the hemp oil division. We want to help in the management team to, you know, construct the corporate governances, finish the auditor with the hemp oil company, and building the management team, building the board, building the independent director, everything, and helping them to go in public, helping them improve their profitability and increasing their revenue. So we are expecting our goal is reaching $4 million milestone in 2019, maybe earlier. And then we can start trading on North America exchange, either in Canada or in the United States. Second goal is we want to really stress our cryptocurrency education website called newcoins168.com. We want to provide more real-time news. We want to provide more on the analysis side, and we want to provide a lot of on the video side, education, seminars. Overall, the final goal is making Chinese investor a profitability, high growth company in the 2018 and 2019. That's the main goal.
Right. And so as far as investors and the, you know, for financial community are concerned, as you had mentioned, you know, them maybe having a, you know, hard time grasping between education and how that's connected to, you know, CBD. And so what are some of the, you know, synergies that you have, and what are some of the things that you want investors to better understand about you guys?
I think after spin off the hemp oil division, I think people really understand the Chinese investors is purely education, investing, education company. So not just on U.S. equity, but also on, you know, cryptocurrency side. So I think, you know, people in the investor will be more excited about new divisions. Especially the cryptocurrency, because we see the revenue, we see the advertising revenues, we see the subscription revenues, maybe we see the exchange, revenues down the road. So, I mean, that's, I think, you know, people will forget about hemp oil, because if they really like the hemp oil division, they will buy the new stock on Canada or US base. But definitely Chinese investors only have one goal, is provide investment education to Chinese investors. So it will be very clear vision and very simple, business model, at that point.
Certainly. So once again, joining us today is Warren Wang, the CEO for ChineseInvestors.com Incorporated, which trades here on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CIIX, currently trading at 65 cents a share, U.S., and market cap is about 15 million U.S. And before we conclude here, Warren, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Sure. I think, cryptocurrency is the major trend of, our generation. So Chinese investor is, the wealthiest group, and we have over 1.5 billion people. With the Chinese government regulation on the cryptocurrency, I believe this provides a tremendous opportunity for Chinese investors. ChineseInvestor.com, because, you know, it's very unique, proposition, we are facing the Chinese investor mainland China, because they need to come to United States to purchase Bitcoin, they need to come to United States to purchase ICO with the legal, status in the United States. So it can bring a lot of revenue. I just very give a people very example. If China allow ICO or cryptocurrency purchase in the exchange, I think there are a lot of ICO company will do the roadshow in Shanghai, Beijing. But right now, with the Chinese government regulation happening right now, I think the ICO company will purchase the advertising spot from us because we are the face of Chinese investor. Chinese investor from mainland China will use us as the window or as the alternative introduction website to make smart decision if they can, if they want to purchase this ICO or not, which is, I think the Chinese regulation gave Chinese investors, Hong CIX, a tremendous, tremendous business opportunity at this point. So I'm excited.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress, and we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Warren, and update our investor audience on ChineseInvestors.com. It was great having you on.
Thank you.